I don't sing and I don't dance, but I can make romance. Yeah, nothing I can do, yeah. I can watch innercitygeeks.com all day long, yeah. I want you guys listening right now, tuning in into the danger zone. Right now, I want you to watch and listen to everything from the Inner City Geeks, yeah.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Inner City Geeks Podcast. It's Steve here, and this is episode 151. Yes, 151 episodes of this show. And joining me today, I have Brian.
Hey.
Yeah, Brian's here, and maybe Alex will be joining us a little bit later. I'm not too sure, but we'll see. He's on the road, and he's making his way back home. But we're all here. Well, at least the two of us are here, and you know, we do what we can, right?
Alex is here in spirit.
Exactly.
Ooh. Somewhere, he's playing Pokemon Go.
Probably, yeah. Either that, or he's actually playing like fucking the Switch or whatever on the way home.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what's good, dude? How you been, man?
I'm good.
How are you adjusting to the new place?
Loving it, man. It's nice to have my own little, you know, nerd cave.
Nice.
You know, it's quiet. It's, you know, well, I say quiet, but the sirens going on right now.
Yeah, but that's what happens when you're in the hood.
It's okay. It's Brooklyn.
Exactly.
But yeah, it's nice. I got this little room that I could do all my recording with you, and I could do the channel again and just be, you know, it's not confined to time restrictions anymore. Like, oh, Megan will be home by this time, and
right. She'll
want to watch the TV, and like, if I'm recording, I can't have that in the background, or like, whether it be the channel or the show, like, oh, hey, I'm going to watch like this, and it's like, well, you're watching, you know, your show, and they hear the laugh track in the background, and it's like,
mm-hmm. You
know, it's like, we're not that funny. You know?
It would be cool, though. I would like to have a laugh track on here.
That'd be pretty cool. We should do a laugh track episode.
I know. I was actually thinking about fucking like getting like a fucking what's it called? A fucking a soundboard. And just randomly throwing sounds into the episodes and shit.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean place is really nice. It's like the other night I recorded a handful of intros toward the channel. I'm gonna start that up again, and like, I did it at like 12:30 at night.
Uh-huh.
You know, she was already long asleep in the other room, which was on the other side of the place, and uh-huh. I got to do my thing, and I would have kept going, but I forgot to charge the battery.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. And then, like, you drain battery by doing the constant takes.
Yeah.
You know, like, you'll say one thing, and next thing you know, it's like, oh, I flubbed. Let me start this again.
Right, see, that's what you have to do. You have to start with a script. You make it not even just a script, but just like an outline of everything.
That's how I used to do it way back.
But now you just get lazy. You're just like, fuck it, I'm just gonna do it however the fuck I feel like it, right?
Basically, I mean, that's how we do the show.
Yeah, well, and for the most part, you guys do that, but I have my own little outline over here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
No, guys, he doesn't. He kids.
No, I do.
But no, it's settling in really nicely. I'm really enjoying it over here. I even like the neighborhood. We were walking around today. It was like buying some odds and ends for the apartment. And we're like, wow, like this is just nice here. This is like the polite side of Brooklyn.
Oh, okay. It's not the full on hood.
Right. It's
You said it's a Bensonhurst, right?
We were in Bay Ridge.
And now you're in Bensonhurst.
No, now I'm in Kensington.
Kensington, okay.
Yeah, I'm.
That's the super white part of Brooklyn.
Yes, I'm closer to the FG at church.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so the FG Church Ave station, which is nice to have more than one train, because I was a 20-minute walk to that wonderful R train.
But the R train gets you everywhere.
Yeah, when it shows.
Except for Kensington.
But it's nice. I also have like that 7-minute walk to work.
Fuck yeah, that's always a plus right there. Yeah.
And like Prospect Park is like 2 minutes from my house.
Nice. Fuck yeah.
I know. Come the nice weather, just take a walk through the park.
Oh yeah, I can dig that.
But yeah, it's all in all settling in nice. I was saying to you before off air, it's like we actually have the gas turned on, so it was nice to have a home cooked meal.
Fuck yeah, that's always a good thing right there.
It's like we were ordering so much and like
wasting money.
Yeah, it's like good food, sure, but it's like it's all the food you don't want to eat all the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, too much of a good thing is true.
Yeah.
And you know, we
especially when you're trying to make moves and you're trying to do things to better yourselves, it's always good to save up on money.
Yeah. You know, especially, you know, we got more rent, so we...
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But always, yeah. Like I always say, you know, try to live to be, not beyond your means, but live to a point that you're just like, okay, I just need this.
Uh-huh.
And don't go overboard. Just because you may have, you know, a little bit of extra money here and there. Don't go too crazy with that.
Exactly. You know, aside from that, I started DDP yoga the other
day. Yeah. Welcome to the club.
I feel really good. Like I don't know, that first day I felt, aside from all the joints clicking back into place, like I felt high.
You feel energized. You feel,
yeah.
You feel the power flowing through you.
Mm-hmm. It's really true. It's,
it may sound cheesy as fuck, but it's true.
Yeah, it's very true. but yeah, it was really. It was not. It wasn't difficult, but it was hard.
Right. Yeah.
You know, like
it's hard because it's you're doing things that you haven't really done before.
Right. I mean, like the step with like the push up.
Right.
You know, into the Cobra, it's like I kind of got it, but I was more so in push-up mode because I could do push-ups.
Yeah.
But I'm also like, oh, wait, it's not a full-on up and down. It's like that curl thing.
You got to hold it there and make your way down.
Yeah. And, you know, the whole...
It's working all your muscles.
Yeah. Like, but he's like, was like step one or two, or it's like, hold your glutes in place, and they just like have to like do the diamond cutter.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, okay. I was like, that was easy. That wasn't hard. And then like you're like, okay, the next step is just a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true. You feel energized. And as I told you before, it's like I feel like I was sweating out toxins from 2010.
Yeah, and that's what's gonna happen, man. That's what happens. Because your body's adjusting to everything, and it's a good adjustment.
It really is.
Good. I'm glad. I'm about a month in or so. A little bit more than a month in, and I'm enjoying it, man.
That's good.
Yeah. It's good. It's good. It's good because it's it gives you that energy that you need whenever you know you most need it.
Yeah.
Do you usually do it like after work, or you do it in the morning and shit?
It depends on my schedule, really. But I've been doing it mostly in the morning.
Okay, good. Yeah, me too. I usually do it first thing in the morning. I usually get up at like 4:30 in the morning, and I do that, and then I take a shower and start the rest of my day right after.
Yeah, like I on Thursday after. After I watched Into the Spider-Verse, I did it.
Nice. So, yeah, now let's get into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah,
Spider-Verse. Because we spoke about this off-air, but I figured we'd talk about it a little bit now. Like, I've wrote about it, of course, before.
Yeah. And
we've been kind of waiting on it for a while. So I figured we'd talk about it for a little bit, for a couple minutes.
Yeah.
Before we get into the regular show. So what did you think about Spider-Verse?
It was just beautiful. Everything from the story to the acting to the animation.
The animation was probably one of the best animations I've ever seen.
It really was. It had like an adult Pixar style animation or adult DreamWorks, like in that.
Yeah.
You know, that style just being different. And I think Lord and Miller did a fantastic job directing.
Mm-hmm. The thing about this whole, the animation for it, it was 3D and 2D all mixed in at once.
Yes. And I can only imagine how long that took to put together.
Yeah. Well, they've been doing it for like about 3-4 years almost.
Oh my god.
But yeah, like around the same time that they first released the whole Spider-Verse in comic version.
Okay.
Like a little while after that, that's when they were like, "Yo, this is what we're gonna do."
The amount of voice talent in that movie.
What? Fuck yeah, dude.
I mean, I don't know who I like better. Yeah, they were all great on their own.
Yeah. I like the fact that they actually use Kingpin in this one.
Mm-hmm.
Which is one of the few Spider-Man characters that we've seen. Spider-Man villains that we've seen before.
Yeah. I mean,
of course, we've seen him in Daredevil. And we saw him for a second in the Daredevil movie.
Right, but animated, I think.
But animated-wise, yeah, we've never seen him like that. And we've never seen the ultimate fucking Green Goblin either.
Right. I mean, maybe the ultimate Spider-Man Disney DX? Or at least for Goblin.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I forgot about that.
But as for Kingpin as a villain in the Spider-Man world, not since, I want to say, Fox Spider-Man in the 90s.
Right, yeah.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think there was any other animated Kingpin since then.
Yeah, I don't remember, no. I don't think so.
And Liev Schreiber was perfect as the voice.
Yeah, he was.
You know, God, just everything about it. Even the, like, I didn't recognize the voice actor for Miles.
He's, you've seen The Get Down before, right?
No, actually.
Okay, he's in The Get Down. He's also in this movie called Dope.
Yeah, I don't know that one either.
Yeah. He's in both of those. He's a really good dude. He's a really good actor.
Yeah, he seemed it.
Yeah.
His interpretation of Miles was just perfect.
It was perfect. He was like the straight up hood dude that you would expect to see that he was.
Right. He's that straight up hood dude that like has a brain and
yeah
doesn't know how to deal with getting the Spider-Man power, and then it's that whole like, hey,
it's a new interpretation of what Spider-Man's origins are.
Yeah.
Because we've seen it before, but the fact that we're seeing it with a new character, with a new person that has no idea what the fuck is going on. And the fact that he is also a teenager in this, yes, as well.
Right, you figure...
Even younger than Spider-Man, than Peter Parker was.
Right, you figure what, freshman in high school?
Yep. He's like 14, 13, yeah. 13, 14.
Right, because you also figure with his advanced intelligence that he skipped a grade.
Mm-hmm.
That hence why he was no longer in that public school and in a private one. That way you actually stay there.
Exactly.
But yeah, the really cool thing about his interpretation of Miles was he showed you the shy side of Miles, the nervous side, and he, mm-hmm, showed you kind of all these like different emotions all, yep, happening at one time as a kid at that age would have.
Yeah,
and it's like, hey, more or less, the fate of the universe is now in your hands.
Yep. Whether he likes it or not, and he has to do it in like about a week or so.
Yes. And didn't expect Chris Pine to be Spider-Man.
Yeah, he played the first Spider-Man, which was
yes, regular Peter Parker.
Yes, regular Peter Parker, not Peter B. Parker.
B. Parker, the older, out of shape.
Right. Exactly.
Jake Johnson was just amazing in that role.
Some of that too. I love them.
Oh my God. Let's see. Who else did we say we had? We had Catherine Hahn as...
Catherine Hahn. Yep, female Doc Ock, which was dope. John Mulaney as Spider Pig.
Yes.
Lenny Kravitz's daughter as...
Mary Jane. Haley Steinfeld as Gwen.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Lily Tomlin as Aunt May.
Yes, that's right. I forgot about Lily Tomlin.
And then, of course, my personal favorite, as I said before,
Nick Cage
as Spider-Man Noir.
Mm-hmm. Which was perfect.
I mean, he had, what, 10 lines in the whole movie?
But they were all great lines.
I mean, didn't you expect him to say, I'm going to steal the Declaration of Independence?
Right.
Which, I'll get into that in a minute, too. But no, everything about the movie was just great. I mean, we're totally forgetting about Mahershala Ali as his uncle.
That's right. Yeah, he was really good, too.
Yeah, he's just great in everything he's in. I liked him in House of Cards. It's the first time I've ever seen him.
I've seen him in other things before.
Okay. And then, you know, just...
It was great. Everything was fucking great about it.
Yeah, but, yeah, such a fun movie. And then we're forgetting about the late, great Stan Lee's cameo.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, it was sad, but at the same point, it was like...
Okay, it was one of those bittersweet moments.
Yeah, which I'm sure seeing him pop up in, like, Endgame or something is going to be like, oh... Because, right, didn't he film, like, 10 cameos before he died?
I don't know about 10, but he did film a couple, yeah.
I know he's pretty much filled up phase 2 or whatever phase
we're in. Phase 3 and probably parts of phase 4.
4, yeah.
Because phase 4 is the one that's coming up after this one's up.
Endgame, yeah. Yeah, but that definitely see Into the Spider-Verse if you haven't seen
it. Fuck yeah, go see it. I actually wrote a review of Spider-Verse a few months ago. So, if you want to see that, go to InnerCityGeeks.com. And you'll scroll through stuff and you'll find it. It's there.
It's there.
Yeah, it's there. My take on Spider-Verse and how I liked it. A completely spoiler-free one as well.
And we did a good job. We gave away no spoilers in this talk of Spider-Verse.
Exactly. We did no spoiler talk. Exactly. But, so let's get into the show, into the nitty-gritty of the show. But actually, no, before we start, I actually wanted to give a shout-out to somebody that, you know, a friend of ours, a friend of the show now, Mr. MJ, or Always a Gentleman on Twitter. He... basically gave us a bit of a review online. And he said, we have a dope show.
That's really great. So thank you. And hopefully my mic is coming in clearer.
Yeah. So thank you for the shout out. And everybody else, whoever wants to, you know, say what's up and let us know what they think about the show, go ahead and do so on the Twitters and all the other shits.
And you still want to do the live tweeting eventually, right?
I do, actually, yes. Yes, I was just thinking about that, too, yeah. But we'll have more details about that.
Yeah.
In the near future.
All in the near future.
Yes, but until then, we have to get into some geek shit. So, let's...
I like geek shit.
We've been talking about geek shit since the beginning of the episode, but I figured we'd get into the more recent geek shit. And, I guess the first thing that popped up this week that really, really caught our attention was the full trailer for Toy Story 4.
Oh, that was beautifully shot.
Oh my god, that trailer, dude.
Because I'm guessing this is the last one?
Or it could just be the beginning of a whole series of them.
Right, this could be the part one of the new trilogy.
Right, exactly. So, like... We see Buzz and Woody, and they're all fucking, like, interacting with this new kid or whatever. Which I don't remember the third one. I don't even think I actually watched the third one.
I've seen it one time just to see it.
Yeah. But yeah, so supposedly I think that kid is the one that winds up getting the toys.
Yeah.
So she creates a whole new toy out of a spork. Which is kind of genius because, you know.
I mean, it is a little kid thing to do too.
Right, exactly. I was just about to say that. That's some shit that my daughter would do.
It's that imagination.
Exactly. Exactly. And like the spork is like, I'm not a fucking toy. It's fucking awesome.
You know who that is as
No, toy. Who plays it?
It's Tony Hale, dude.
Oh shit, that's right. Yeah. Holy crap. Yeah, I would have never known. Honestly. Yeah.
Tony Hale is Sporky. Or jeez. Is it Sporky? Is that his name?
Yeah, Sporky.
You know
or Forky.
It might be Sporky because he's a spork.
Right, but you gotta think about it. Like, sometimes the children don't really speak in full words, so it could be Forky.
Either way, it's still funny.
Yeah.
But
yeah, we get to see what's happening with Woody, and we get to see where all the other characters could have possibly gone.
Yeah.
Because you got to think about it, as we get older, you know, toys tend to disappear.
And, you know, the thing about Toy Story 4, it's going to be weird to have Potato Head not be Don Rickles.
Right. Which is another reason why I don't think Potato Head is in it.
He might have not have been, actually. Slinky Dog is, though, isn't he?
Slinky Dog is, yes.
But
I didn't see Mr. or Mrs. Potato Head in this one.
I mean, maybe they're.
Who knows? Who knows? They could just be like, you know, one of the lost toys somewhere.
True, because see, the only because like I was saying is like they were in that that first teaser that we got way back.
Right,
Where they're all like, you know, dancing and jumping around in the air.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no voice.
But you can think about it too, though. Exactly, I was just about to say that, like. It was just a teaser, and there were no voices really.
Right.
The only voice I really got was just like fucking Sporky in that one, because Sporky was in that one too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I'm
excited. It's interesting, and I kind of like where it's going, because it also shows okay where a lot of the other toys have gone, which I kind of spoke about a second ago. Was a lot of them wound up in a carnival.
Yeah. Hence, like, Bo Peep.
Right. Bo Peep was one of the first ones, even in the first one.
Yeah. I haven't
seen her since the first Toy Story.
This is true.
And she's now currently in a carnival, so I'm like, interesting.
And that is probably where we get Key and Peele.
Right.
Because wasn't that second trailer when they show up at a carnival?
Yes.
Right, they're like the stuffed elephant and bear or whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That's going to be so great.
So it's going to be awesome. It's going to be really fucking cool. I'm excited to see where that's going. And that comes out this summer.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah, in a couple more weeks, we'll see Toy Story 4. And I'm really fucking excited for it.
Maybe I should write a blog on it called Yay Toy Story.
Right? Yay, Toy Story.
Right.
Yeah, that'd be fucking cool. You know, fucking have the fucking You Got a Friend in Me just playing in the background.
Do you think they'll play? Do you think they'll play any Randy Newman?
I don't see why not.
Right?
They've pretty much had him in all of them.
They kind of have, yeah.
Like, he's one of those, like, ongoing things in the entire fucking Toy Story universe.
Right.
Yeah, I'm excited to see this shit. I want to see it. I know, I showed the kids and they were like, this shit is fucking cool.
It's one of those things where the first Toy Story movie still holds up.
Yeah, it still does.
I remember playing the Toy Story video game for Super Nintendo.
Holy shit, okay.
Yeah, well, I'm also older than you.
Yeah, you are, yeah. Old fuck.
Right? Yeah. So, with that game, there was one thing I remember that was one of the hardest levels to beat, and that was when you were the remote control car, and you had to, like, go through this maze or whatever to save the day. It was timed, and you had to constantly pick up power cells because your battery would die.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah, it was one of those, like, really, really hard levels. I still have the game somewhere, too. SNES is at my mom's house.
Nice.
Yeah. Which, you know, the new crib, PS4 and Switch are hooked up, but when I do go over, I'm kicking all my game consoles and bringing them here.
Oh, shit.
Retro time.
Retro.
But yeah, Toy Story 4 is going to be great. I know Tom Hanks said that the ending made him emotional.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So,
I think all the endings to these fucking movies made me emotional.
Yeah, I mean,
especially like as I'm getting older, I've become a complete wreck at watching movies.
It's like with the ending of Toy Story 3 made me go, huh? You know, yeah.
Just about any fucking movie that I actually watch now, I get all like bitchy and shit. You know, yeah, dude. Like, especially like when they have like one of those heartfelt moments in the movie.
Yeah, where it's like,
no more tears. Why, you fuckers? Why would you do this to me?
No more tears. Use
drugs. Yeah, no, that's just what happens to me now. These movies give me tears. Fucking sucks.
Yeah,
but it's cool. It's cool.
Stupid movies.
It's all good.
So yeah, Toy Story 4, I can't wait for.
Yeah, but, Toy Story 4 is awesome.
But we got a full week of geek stuff.
Yes, we still got more shit to talk about.
I know.
So, the other thing that came out this week is something that I've been waiting for. And not only I, but my children have also been waiting for, because they're a huge fan of this fucking show. We finally, after so fucking long, a trailer for season 3 of Stranger Things.
That I love the way that trailer began too.
Yeah, it was awesome.
All the toys start moving and Home Sweet Home starts playing.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
It's so good.
And then, like, as the trailer goes on, I mean,
it just gets crazier and crazier.
Like, I gotta see what that creature is that looks very Resident Evil.
Yeah. It's like an upgraded version of the Demogorgon and shit.
Yeah.
And for a second there, was it just me or was that the return of fucking this dude from the first one? The dude that wound up going into the upside down. That he was like in control of the fucking the whole program or whatever.
Wait, Matthew Modine?
Yes.
I didn't see him in there. I gotta rewatch the trailer.
I believe that was Matthew Modine in that trailer.
But how would he return?
Because he went into the upside down.
But he died.
That we know of.
I guess. But it's it was cool seeing the asshole back.
Yeah, it was kind of cool to see him back because I wasn't expecting to see him back at all.
And I'm curious about that infection that he was scratching at.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is he going to turn into
Right, exactly.
Made me think, like, huh.
Or could he be the fucking one?
Yeah.
Could he be the one that turns into that upgraded version of the Demogorgon?
I know. It's like, and you got to figure they're gearing up for a romantic encounter between Hopper and Winona Ryder.
Yeah, that's been an ongoing thing since the first season, because I think they kind of hinted at them having something way back in the day.
Right, because weren't they like high school buddies?
Yeah, yeah.
So like, yeah, I would expect that too. That he's trying to say that there's still stuff for you here.
Right, exactly. If everyone looks like in the trailer, Hopper isn't a cop anymore.
Yeah.
He has like a bar or something.
There's a lot of theory floating around out there that he might end up beating Carrie Elwes to become mayor of the town.
Oh, that's right. That is Carrie Elwes too. I forgot about that shit.
Yeah. Which it kind of makes sense because of the whole 80s vibe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like...
And who doesn't love Princess Bride?
Exactly. And not just from that Deadpool 2 Christmas version.
Right, which I still haven't seen yet.
Me neither, but according to the Jeremy Johns review on that, it felt like the TV version versus the cable version.
Right, yeah, because it's watered down for children's.
Right.
Yeah. And I expected that, you know. Of course they're going to do that.
But I do love the fact that they, for that movie, that they actually brought back Fred Savage and put him in the pajamas that he was wearing. Which I'm sure Fred Savage was like, fuck yeah, I'm going to do this.
Yeah, yeah. And speaking of Fred Savage, he's fucking dope nowadays, too. I don't know if you've watched the show on Netflix that he has, a fucking...
Friends from College?
Yes, Friends from College. The first season is absolutely insane.
It got Netflix.
Oh, it got canceled too?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
I know.
I'm like, I finished the first season, I started watching the second season, I'm like, okay, this is not bad.
Anything that gets canceled from now on, I'm just gonna be like, yeah, it got Netflix.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
It's like, well, I mean... The whole Marvel thing won, but then again, we don't know about the open door to Hulu. You know.
Well, you got to think about it. Like, I don't know if you've checked this week or so, but they also, I guess this is kind of sort of geek news, but it's kind of sad geek news. But a lot of the props and the costumes are going to be for auction.
Doesn't necessarily mean.
No, but what is also happening is that Netflix still has the rights for these shows for at least another 2 years.
Yeah, so by then they're like going to be, you know, you figure these actors like have moved on.
Right, but not only just that, but at that point that also gives regular Marvel just the thought of like, okay, what can we do with these characters and how can we put them into the stuff just in case they're going to want to add them to like, you know, the regular cinematic universe, if anything. Because yeah. Another thing that they mentioned was that anything under the Marvel Studios brand is all within the same universe. And if you look, these Marvel shows on Netflix are not under Marvel Studios. They're just under Marvel and Netflix.
Right. And also where, like, the, the poster, I mean, I'm sure you saw it for Daredevil Season 3 where, like, the Avengers Tower is hidden in the poster.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and it's not a fan edit.
Right, it's there. It's clearly there.
Yeah.
But who knows?
Who knows indeed.
Yeah, like, I just finished Season 3 of Daredevil.
What do you think?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's... That so you say, oh my god, now imagine just finishing that season and going, I can't wait for
right, and then hearing the bad news right afterwards. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it is sad.
It's like, really, guys, really?
Yeah, very sad, but yeah, so we'll see what happens with those shows. We will see, unfortunately, but we don't know. Like, we will have to wait another 2 years or so to see if anything actually does come out of it. But another cool fucking thing that we saw this week on top of all the other shit that we saw. We have been hearing rumors and word that Quentin Tarantino was coming out with his ninth movie. Ninth film. And we finally got it. First, we got a poster. Mm-hmm. And then the next day, we got a trailer for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
That looks to be one of the greatest movies coming out ever.
It's definitely going to be one of those most anticipated movies.
Yeah.
Right. And this movie stars Leonardo DiCaprio and Matthew McConaughey. Brad Pitt, yeah, that's right, yeah.
As a stunt double?
Yeah. Which is interesting as fuck, first of all.
I know, because, I mean, I guess they're kind of the same build.
Yeah.
You know, because, like, if you look at stunt doubles, at least 95% of the stunt doubles out there resemble the actor.
Yeah.
Well, 95% of movie stunt doubles.
Mm-hmm.
Because for TV, it doesn't have to be great because it's shot differently.
Right. But you also got to think about it this. Think about it this, okay?
Yeah.
This movie also takes place in the 60s.
Yes. I forgot about that.
So they could do things differently back then.
True.
Well, obviously, they did do things differently back then. But and then, of course, we've seen 60s movies, and we've seen that even the stunt doubles look like shit sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But either way, it just looks fantastic.
Yeah, it looks fucking great. We got to see Bruce Lee in this trailer.
Yeah, who's playing him?
I don't fucking know.
It's like they cloned Bruce. It's like he's back.
He did a really good fucking job, whoever the fuck that is.
He did.
I'm actually going to IMDb that shit right now.
Yeah.
But that shit looks fucking awesome. I'm very excited for this shit, dude.
Yeah, me too. It just looks fantastic.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. IMDb right now. I should have done this earlier, right? Oh, apparently Luke Perry's in this one, too.
Oh.
Yeah. Of course, we have Margot Robbie. Leonardo DiCaprio, Brad Pitt. Timothy Olyphant is in this one.
Hmm.
Dakota Fanning. Al Pacino.
Wow.
Tim Roth.
Okay.
Emile Hirsch.
Wow.
Damian Lewis.
Really?
Uh-huh. Kurt Russell.
Nice.
Margaret Qualley. I don't know who she is. Samantha Robinson. Jay Marsden's in this.
Wow, where they dig him up from?
Yeah, exactly. The original Cyclops.
Yep.
Scoot McNair. Scoot. Rumor Wilson's in it.
Oh wow.
James Remar, of course, you gotta have a fucking James Remar in it.
Yep.
Austin Butler, Michael Madsen. That's a huge fucking cast. Oh, Lena Dunham's in it, of course. Why not?
Oh, wow.
Bruce Dern. Bruce Dern's in it. He came back from dead. Clifton Collins Jr. Harley Quinn Smith is in it.
Really?
Yes.
What are we talking about?
Hey. Once Upon a Time in Mexico. What's about time in Hollywood?
Sorry. Wait, what?
What's it's up, like, Alex? Yes.
Almost about time in Hollywood? Yes.
Speaking of coming back from the dead.
Dude, that looks amazing from the trailer.
It does. It looks really fucking good. I'm just going through the cast.
I mean, like, it doesn't give you much of a story, but just how it plays out.
Yeah, it looks really fucking cool. Like, just going through the cast. Just going through the cast because I'm trying to see who plays Bruce Lee in this. And I'm going through it and I've... Okay, it says Mike Moe. Oh, Mike Moa.
Huh.
Let's see. He was in Inhumans.
Okay.
He was in Inhumans. He was in Street Fighter Assassin's Fist. In Empire. He was in another Street Fighter thing. He was in True Blood. It was cool.
Was it like a voiceover?
Yeah. One of them was a voiceover. The other one was the live action one that they did for YouTube, I guess.
Okay.
What else did he do? He was in Castle for a little bit. He was in Perception, Super Ninjas.
He's a voiceover on Kamen Rider.
Yes. He did a bunch of shit.
Yeah. But he looks really good, like the makeup and stuff they gave to him.
Yeah, yeah. He said, according to his IMDb, he grew up in St. Paul, Minnesota, and was inspired by Jackie Chan. While working as a stuntman in Hong Kong. So he's done a bunch of stunt shit, too.
That's wild.
Yeah. And he's another person that was born in 1983.
I guess we gotta go play that number.
I know, right? But yeah, it's a huge fucking cast, dude.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Like, I'm still scrolling through the cast and it's like, yeah. Just keeps going on and on and on. Very fucking exciting. I'm very excited for this movie. I really want to see what's going on with it.
Yeah, me too.
It's pretty cool to see what's his face? Fucking Al Pacino doing something else. Okay, so according to the IMDb also, here's a little breakdown of the movie. It says a faded television actor and his stunt double strive to achieve fame and success in the film industry during the final years of Hollywood's golden age in 1969 in Los Angeles. That's the breakdown of the movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Either way, it looks fantastic.
It looks fucking cool, man. I'm very fucking excited for this shit.
What I thought was hilarious was the first thing when I saw the trailer, right? I asked Jennifer, "Did you see the trailer of this movie?" She goes, "Yeah." Leo got old.
Yeah, what do you expect?
Well,
I was like, "Yeah," because they all stay young forever.
21 years ago.
Yeah, it was a lifetime ago.
Actually, no, I'm sorry, 22.
You know what's funny? I've never seen that film in its entirety.
Yeah, you don't need to see it in its entirety.
Nah, you know, you can watch it piece by piece, like.
Or you could just skip the entire first DVD.
I forgot that it was on two.
Yeah, it has a fucking intermission in the fucking movie.
Yeah.
So that means on Blu-ray it'll be actually one.
Yeah,
one
whole thing. I remember watching it on fucking VHS back in the day, and I was like, "What the fuck? Why is there so huge? It's fucking two fucking VHS tapes, two entire VHS tapes."
I remember. Remember
to VHS.
You know who else members?
Who members?
My wife.
Oh, she is my wife.
I thought he was going to say Pepperidge Farm members.
So, yes, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. That's coming out sometime this year, right? Yeah. Yeah, July 26th.
Yeah.
Yeah. This shit it's coming up real soon. Another thing that came out this week that kind of had me excited, and I'm pretty sure had you excited as well, Alex, because this has something in your realm. It's the Cadence of Hyrule.
Yeah, it looks very like from what I saw, it reminded me of A Link to the Past, which like that's like my favorite Legend of Zelda game of all time.
Yes, it looks really cool, and the cool thing about this is it's also like a rhythm game. So it's kind of like Guitar Hero in a way.
Hyrule Hero.
What?
Hyrule Hero.
Ready? Right, exactly. Yeah.
You're going to hear the strum in the beginning like in Guard's High Hero.
Right, exactly. And it looks really fucking cool. It looks like a really fun fucking game because I really enjoy like the fucking games like that. It's like a better version of Parappa the Rapper.
Yeah.
Kick, punch. It's all in the mind.
Yeah, and I don't really know much about the Switch, but how do you think this is going to work on the Switch and shit?
Well, the Switch is a really fun system in general. You know, you got to briefly try it when you came to visit. So,
right.
But, you know, it was more in the lines of just, you know, not playing the actual system itself. Right. You were playing it as a regular console.
Right.
Yeah.
But it seems like that's the kind of game that, you know, that if you go out somewhere, like you're bored, Legend of Zelda.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still got to play the one for the Switch that came out like a year ago.
Breath of the Wind, yeah, whatever it's called.
But then again, I only got the Switch Christmas time, so I haven't really had to like play much games.
Dude, I got like a bunch of games that I haven't played for the Switch yet, but I've been, and Steve can vouch for this, I've been stuck on Super Smash.
Oh yeah, okay. Those games are fucking addicting, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the cool thing about this is also like you get to play as multiple characters as well. You also get Zelda and Link in this game as well, so on top of Cadence or whatever. So,
I believe that from what it looked like,
right.
You could switch them out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It looks really fucking cool. Because it's kind of like one of those, it's kind of like an RPG that's fun. Am I alone on that?
No.
No, I understand that it makes me laugh because I'm not a big fan of RPGs either. So it's just like, you know, except for Pokemon, but that's different.
Right.
It's not, it really doesn't play out like RPG like
right.
That, even though it kind of is.
But like Zelda usually does, and it's like it kind of bores me sometimes. But the fact that this one is kind of different.
Yeah, because I feel like Zelda became more RPG as like it went from SNES to 64.
Right. Yeah.
Like once, not Ocarina of Time. What was the first one?
Majora's Mask.
Was Majora's Mask one, or was Ocarina first? I think actually, I'm sorry, Ocarina was first.
Then it was Majora's Mask.
I remember getting Majora for Christmas one year, and I never beat it because like I got a third of the way in and just like got tired, you know, because I'm really not big on RPG either. So like,
yeah,
that's why
it's one of the reasons why I gave up on Skyrim.
Yeah. I personally, it looked cool for the time, but I was never a fan of Final Fantasy.
All right. Yeah.
I never got into it. That's like, you know, that's
right.
That's like the one franchise that I never got into.
Right, like FF7 was supposed to be like the best game for the series, and it looked great, and Sephiroth was like a cool character. But it was just like, yeah, I don't have this in me to do this.
There was only one thing about one of the Final Fantasy games that I liked. I don't remember which one it was, because my nephew had it, and it was the one that had the card game on it.
Okay.
Yeah, so all I would ever do was just like I play that game and like, you know, you set me up. All right. So put the card game and just, you know, yeah, that was fun. Everything else? Do you want to play the rest of the game? No.
Why would I want to play the rest of the game?
Yeah, the only fun thing that is actually fun in this game or whatever, I'll just keep playing that.
Yeah, basically.
Basically is right.
Yeah, and I guess the final thing that we saw this week that was fucking awesome, that's really fucking exciting for us, was that we finally got the announcement for Bill and Ted 3.
I know.
Oh, what's the working title for it? Bill and Ted, blah, blah, blah.
I think that's exactly right, blah, blah, blah.
No, isn't it Bill
and Ted? Yes, yeah, you're right.
Here's the music. I mean, as I was saying to you guys, like 2 days ago or whatever, when we got the announcement, it's like Keanu Reeves, when I got to go to the John Wick screener with Mario,
mm-hmm.
It was the Q&A, and Keanu was there, and when he answered my question. And I was like, what's the status on Bill and Ted 3? You know, and I was like, and did the Wild Stallions ever write the song to save the world? Which made him slap his head and nearly fall out of the chair because he was laughing so hard. He then was like, to be honest, it's in the works. And he was telling me like a quick little synopsis of it. And the story that he had in mind was that they never wrote the song to save the world and that their children were kind of ignoring them and their wives were divorcing them.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
You know? I tell you.
Yay! The actuality is a dope
thing. Sorry, Bill and Ted is going to be great just to have a final film, but it's not going to be the same without Rufus.
Right, but they are bringing back the Grim Reaper.
I didn't hear about that.
Well, I'm looking at the IMDb right now, and the Grim Reaper, which was William Sadler, is still playing the Grim Reaper in this.
Oh, that's going to be great. Because Bogus Journey was terribly bad, but excellent at the same time.
Bogus Journey was awesome.
It was terribly bad, but I love it.
It was great. I enjoyed it. I still enjoy it. I actually watched it the other day with the kids. The kids fucking enjoyed it.
God, I haven't seen those movies in so long.
Yeah, I think it's all on like either Hulu or Netflix. It's not one of those shows. One of those streaming services.
stream things, it's blah gonna, blah okay. words.
It's gonna be nice to hear them go, you know, a Bill S. Preston and Ted Theodore Logan.
Right? Esquire.
You know? Remember the animated series? It was very short-lived, but it was so good.
It was one of those series that you're just like, okay, good, I'm glad it came to an end, because after a while, I would just be like, really?
I had Bill and Ted action figures as a kid from the animated series. They came with an amp and a guitar.
That's awesome.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I can see a little brand now, whatever. Wow, Stallions!
See the mess I'm doing that shit now. Stay.
Oh my god! You know what? Maybe this hilarious. Like you know, what we do like a mix thing. Bill and Ted beat Wayne and Garf.
Right? Oh, that'd be awesome.
So
no way! Excellent.
So apparently, speaking of Wayne and Garth, did you hear Tio Carrere is hoping Wayne's World 3 happens?
Interesting, okay.
But I'm like...
Because she's not doing anything anyway.
No, she has had no career in... What?
Since the 90s.
No, since like True Lies.
Since like the 90s, yes, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah, that wasn't
the 90s. Yeah.
but, you know, when we were talking about Spider-Verse before, I was talking about Nick Cage...
Yeah,
how, like he's gonna steal the Declaration of Independence.
Uh-huh.
I was saying before, like I'll get back to that. Apparently, National Treasure 3 isn't dead after all.
Okay.
I mean, they're saying not soon, but not dead. So basically, like 80-year-old Nicolas Cage is gonna find treasure.
He's gonna find the ivory hip of destiny.
Right. Well, that's just like how they're saying fucking they're gonna do another Indiana Jones. Like, yeah. do you really want to see a fucking 80-year-old Indiana Jones?
Not really.
No.
I
love the series.
That franchise ended for me with The Last Crusade.
Right. Like, I love the series, but like, I don't really want to see fucking old ass geriatric fucking Indiana Jones.
I mean,
Indiana Jones.
Like, honestly, you know what the only real good part of Kingdom of the Crystal Skull was? Was that he married Karen Allen after all that time. And that was it. It's like, okay, fast forward, or for those that want to watch your Indiana Jones movies, watch 1, 2, and 3 in full.
Yeah.
And then take Crystal Skull, either throw that away, or, you know what? Don't even pick up Crystal Skull unless it, of course, came in like the box set.
Just use it as a coaster.
Yes, use that as a coaster, and then go to YouTube and just watch the bitter end of that movie. Just watch Karen Allen and him get married. It's probably 30 seconds. Yeah. Like, okay, franchise over.
Yeah, that's just like how people say.
Credits.
It's just like how people say for the Star Wars. It's like how people say for the Star Wars movies, you know. You don't have to watch the prequels, but you can watch the original three, watch the first two, what would be four and five. Then if you want, go back and watch one and two. Then go back into the past and watch fucking episode six. And then kind of sort of see where Star Wars kind of went for a dip. And watch fucking the ending of fucking the last one. Episode three.
Yeah.
Oh, the one where he gets like all emo and screaming and all.
Right, yeah.
You know what the best thing to come out of Revenge of the Sith was? What? The high ground memes.
Yeah.
Like, those are the best. That's like the best thing to come out of that movie.
Yeah. Well, out of the entire prequels, of course, the best thing that came out of the prequels was the fucking the double-ended lightsaber.
Darth Maul.
Yeah.
Yeah, Darth Maul, but then not only that, but also like fucking Darth Sidious was dope too. Or not Darth Sidious, fucking General Grievous. Sorry.
Uh-huh. Or the hype for him too. It's like the hype all about Grievous, the hype all about Darth Maul, and it's like, oh yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Very sad, but it was cool. It was alright. It's kind of cool how they I don't know if have you guys watched Solo? I know you don't give a fuck about it, Alex, but
yeah. To answer your question, no.
I wasn't sure about it, so I didn't watch it yet.
Yeah, I can give a fuck less about Solo. I watched it twice and kind of fell asleep watching it multiple times.
It was like, I kind of don't like that actor.
But if you watch Solo, you actually get to see Darth Maul in it as well, because he does play a huge part in it.
Right.
Which is very, very weird that he plays it, because it kind of is like, oh shit, this is what's happening with this? And it kind of makes sense as to where he is in this, in the movie.
But the reason why I don't like the actor is because, like, did you ever see Hail Caesar?
Nope.
He was in Hail Caesar, and he was a cowboy actor with a huge southern twang that when they tried to bring him into fancy black and white films of that era, he's trying to be like this, you know,
he was a traveler.
Hollywood star, you know, and like, you know, be like the next, you know, the next, like, Cary Grant, you know, and, like, it's, he's saying all these lines with, like, this heavy-duty southern twang, and then I just keep thinking back of the scene between him and Ray Fiennes with him trying to say the line, "'Twas it were so simple," and you should YouTube that. It's a really funny clip.
Okay.
But I was like, I don't see him as Han.
He wasn't bad as Han. He wasn't great as Han either. He was he was okay.
I guess. Donald Glover seemed to be the best part of that film.
Yes and no. There is no best part of this film.
Okay.
That's why I'm kind of glad I watched it on Netflix. I was like, okay, cool. I don't want to pay for it. I kind of downloaded it and kind of like didn't even watch it when I downloaded it. So like, okay, cool. I can erase this off of my memory.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I saw it on the Netflix, and I was like, okay. And I'm like, okay, let me try to watch it again, because I fell asleep watching it.
Like,
okay, it makes sense why I fell asleep watching, because I fell asleep watching it again the second time.
It was your reassurance, huh?
Yeah, basically, that's exactly what it was.
You know, it's kind of funny. It's kind of like with me in the Matrix.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because the Matrix or whatever to me was like, I remember in high school when the Matrix first came out,
had a huge hype,
that was like the biggest movie at the time. There was this one dude that went to the theater to see it. He said like a minimum of 20 something times. I was like, damn, this movie must be something. And then when I finally saw it, I didn't see it in the theater. I saw it online, I think I don't even know if it was on cable or whatever. When I saw it, I fell asleep on it. And I was like, this is it? This is fucking boring.
Yeah.
So I never gave the other ones a chance because to me, the first Matrix was boring.
Well, see, I enjoyed the first one. I thought the second one was far better. But then part three came about. I was trying so hard to watch it. And
yeah, the third one was way too Jesus-y.
Yeah.
I understand he's the savior.
Right.
But really?
Exactly.
Like, you see him getting crucified and all this bullshit? Come on now. Yeah, and that also brings us back to Bill and Ted. See, if he can go back in time, he'd probably fix that.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, but I guess that pretty much sums it up for this week. We had a lot of awesome shit this week. So, yeah. Make sure you go to InnerCityGeeks.com where we have a whole bunch of shit sometimes. Of course, we have this show, which we have 151 episodes, plus a couple bonus episodes and random shit on there. We also have Good Games Podcast, which is on a hiatus right now. We also have Yay Toys with our boy Brian over there.
That's right.
Yeah. Then we also have Comics Con Sabor and Manga Times and Anime World, which will all be back sometime soon. Don't know exactly.
Eventually.
But sometime. Because he's spoken to me and he said he's working on shit, so we'll see.
No, Mario is very busy with work and stuff like
exactly.
that.
So, he's a busy guy.
He works like a full week with no sleep.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the reason why Red Bull's his best friend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Red Bull gives some wings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but check all that shit on InnerCityGeeks.com. Also, on InnerCityGeeks.com, you will find links to our sponsors. You can check, click on that link at the bottom. You'll find the link to Amazon's, where you can buy just about anything on Amazon. And whatever you buy there, give us a little kickback to us. And be like, hey, look at that. And you don't have to worry about doing anything. It's not an extra charge. It's nothing. Just buy something on Amazon. Also on there, you find the link to, on that Amazon link, you also find that you'll get a free month of Amazon Prime.
You can probably buy Steve on Amazon.
You might be able to. I'm not exactly sure what my asking price is, but...
He's going to be like, price is right.
I'll buy that for a dollar.
Right? Exactly. Good job.
Oh my God, you just reminded me. Like I got so happy when RoboCop was a new colonel.
Right. Yeah. And then also, if you want to buy something else, you want to buy some cool shirts and stuff, you can go to SoSick Clothing or SoSickClothing.co, which is the other link on InnerCityGeeks.com. And like I said, they have a whole bunch of cool clothing there, cool T-shirts, cool sweaters, hoodies, fucking baseball caps and Scully caps and all the type of apparel you would want to chill with. And it's all like geek-oriented shit. So go check out So Sick Clothing. And once you're at checkout, you can put in the code InnerCityGeeks and you'll get 15% off. Yes, 15% off. And yeah, so you can enjoy it that way. And check out the show and make sure you subscribe and let other people like MJ on or always our friend that gave us a shout out this past week. I forgot his fucking name already again.
Like, sorry, guy.
Yeah, sorry, guy. My bad.
So much pressure. So much pressure.
Sorry. always at always a gentleman on Twitter. Yeah, go check us out and share the wealth. Let us let everybody know where you can listen to the show and where you can listen to. You can listen to us on Spotify, which is our latest acquisition. You can listen to us on SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio, and Google Play Music. But not on iTunes. No, no, no.
Just fuck iTunes.
Yeah, fuck iTunes. Fuck that shit. Yeah, go check all that shit out. You can find us on the Facey Space at Inner City Geeks, on the Twitter at Inner City Geeks, on the Instagram at Inner City Geeks. I've been trying to keep up with all of these social medias. So, yeah, make sure you check on all that shit. Where can we find you guys? Brian?
You can find me in my nerd cave. Yes. You know, it's going to be like the ongoing.
Of course. Of course.
As it should. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at BRI_2J. So Bri2J. And you can follow my channel, Yaytoys Plus, on Instagram. And, of course, please like, share, and subscribe with your friends. New videos will be back within the next week or so. I'm going to say by beginning of April, everything's going to be back.
Awesome.
Woohoo!
Yay, toys.
And shout out to those that subscribed recently. I'm also blanking on people's names. But channel's now at 317.
Nice.
Yeah. It's getting there.
Happy St. Paddy's.
Exactly. Too bad it didn't happen last Sunday.
Right. Awesome. Awesome. Alex, where can we find you, sir?
You can find me just getting back from Albany, and that's why I'm coming in so late into the game.
You find him playing Pokemon Go?
I'm not going to say no. You can find me playing Super Smash, trying to collect all the spirits. But other than that, you can find me on Twitter at Deny, D-I-N-Y-E-D, and on Instagram, D-I-N-Y-E-D. Yeah.
Yay.
Yay.
Yeah, and you can find me on the Twitters and the Instagram at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal. And before we go, I usually play some music. And this week I went digging in the crates. And I went back, way back in time.
Got your 8-track out?
No, not my 8-track, but I went 80s in this week's song, yeah. And I kind of heard it on the radio. And I was like, oh, this song is so fucking cool. And so I figured, fuck it, why not? Let's play this shit. We gotta add a little bit of spice to the show. So why the fuck not?
Why the fuck not?
Exactly. So this week's featured song is a song by Berlin.
Ooh.
And it's called The Metro. You know this song, Brian. I know you know this song. And I'm sure you know this song as well. So yeah. Make sure you check out innercitygeeks.com for all the fun shit. Say your goodbyes, guys.
Goodbyes, guys.
Until next time, folks.
Yes. And always remember, don't be a dick. But again, always remember that the geeks are here.